The Land of Poyais, page 90.
Come to Poyais. Start a new life, the advertisement said. Poyais is a wonderful place. It has beautiful beaches. The capital city has banks, an opera house, and a cathedral. You will enjoy delicious food from local farms. You will love the place. Many people in Great Britain heard about Poyais. 243 people decided to go there. These people were not tourists. They bought land in Poyais. They planned to stay there forever. The people left Britain in 1823. They sailed on ships for many weeks. Finally, they arrived at their destination. The ship left the people on an empty beach. They looked around. There was a big problem. There was no city, no farmland. There was nothing but insects. Why didn't these poor travelers find the beautiful land of Poyais? There was a good reason. Poyais didn't exist. A man named Gregor MacGregor invented the place. MacGregor was from Scotland. He always wanted to be rich. So, he became a pirate. In 1820, he sailed along the coast of Central America. MacGregor stopped in a swampy area. He met the local chief, and they became friends. The chief gave MacGregor some land. MacGregor named the land Poyais. Then he went back to Britain. He had an idea. Sell land in Poyais to the British. He started a big marketing campaign. The campaign was full of promises. Poyais is a perfect world. Plants grow quickly. There are many valuable resources. There is gold. There's a big capital city with beautiful buildings. MacGregor even invented an army and Poyais money. Important people in Britain believed MacGregor. Newspapers wrote about Poyais. This gave MacGregor even more publicity. The publicity persuaded many people about the wonderful land. For example, rich people bought Poyais land. By 1823, MacGregor was a millionaire. Then it was time for the first people to move to Poyais. They changed all their English money for Poyais money. They were full of hope on the trip. But Poyais was a terrible surprise. It was impossible to live there. What happened to those people on the beach? People from a country nearby rescued them. Some of the people stayed in Central America. Others went back to Britain. All were sad and very poor. People in Great Britain learned the truth about MacGregor's false advertising. MacGregor didn't go to jail, but he had to leave the country. His destination? Not Poyais. He lived the rest of his life in Venezuela.